This is CES Tech Talk. I'm James Kotecki with another standout conversation recorded live in Las Vegas at CES 2026 in the C-Space studio. If you enjoy this kind of content, and we think you will, you can find the entire C-Space studio series on the CES YouTube channel. For now, enjoy this episode. It's one of the highlights from this year's show. James Kotecki here at CES 2026 in the C-Space studio, and I'm here with Taboola's CEO, Adam Singolda. Adam, welcome back to the C-Space studio. You've had a long and wayward journey away from us for many years, and now you have returned to tell us all that has transpired, and we welcome you back.
Thanks for having me. This is fun, and CES is great, and I'm happy to be here.
Well, thanks so much. Catch us up on how are you defining Taboola right now, the definition of the brand in 2026 and what the company does.
We are the largest performance advertising company driven by AI outside of the walled garden, primarily Meta, Google, Amazon. Mm-hmm. So in the world of, you know, everyone looking to drive growth and sales for their business, everyone tries, you know, Google and Meta and Amazon as of recently, but then outside of those, it's a mess. It's hard to scale, and we want to become the fourth company that advertisers can rely on and scale with. So the largest performance advertising company outside of the walled gardens.
And do people know you from putting ads on the bottom of articles? Like you scroll down to the bottom of an article and then you see kind of additional articles or it looks like articles there and that's advertising, right? Like that's, is that historically how you've been known or one of the things you're known for?
So, you know, we started the company really as a recommendation engine. So the very beginning when I started Taboola, which was my first job out of the Israeli army, was to just help consumers discover more things they may like but never knew existed.
Yes.
If you, you know, if you were to go to CNBC, you could read an article and then it would say more things you may like.
Yeah.
That's still about half the recommendations that we serve. Mm-hmm. So a lot of our publishers use our AI powered recommendations to just drive consumers to stick around, discover a video, an article, a product that they wrote on their own site. And then side by side to that, there's some sponsored messages. Much like, you know, on an Instagram feed, when you open your feed, you see your friend's post, organic, we call those. And in between, you'll see messages from advertisers.
Yeah.
So kind of a similar fashion. Yeah, a lot of people, I mean, we interact with about 600 million people every single day across some of the most amazing publishers, such as Yahoo and Disney, Apple News, NBC, USA Today, so many. And that's where people traditionally see us.
Yeah. And is the AI able to surface things that it knows I will like, but that if it was a human curating that article at the bottom, the human might not have guessed I would have liked that.
You know, I think so much has changed as we think about, you know, consumer behavior. I mean, if you go back, you know, 20 years ago, it was all about contextual.
Yeah.
We really believe that more of the same equals relevance. Mm-hmm. But now, you know, in the world of AI, it really opens up the horizon to imagine what else I may like and never knew existed. And a lot of times it's very counterintuitive. I may be in market, or in fact, I may not even know I'm in market to buy a pizza oven.
Yeah.
That would be such a good thing for my family to cook, you know, over the summer or something. But that is a new connection that I can make.
Yeah.
Or something that I can discover, which I think is also what's so nice or perhaps beautiful about the open web. You know, you go to Google when you know what you want. You go to social when you follow, you know, other people or perhaps your desired self, you know, as you post things. But then the open web is really your authentic self.
Yeah.
You read about things you care about, and it's where you discover things you may like.
Yeah.
So I think it's such an interesting space for consumers, but also for advertisers, because that's when they get to meet you.
I like that you use the term beautiful to describe it, because it's kind of, I sense there are some, I don't think necessarily folks at C-Space or CES necessarily, but I sense there's cynicism out there about what the internet has become, right? As people talk about, like, the early days of the internet was so great and so hopeful, and now it's kind of become a different thing. But it sounds like you're still interested in having a beautiful element to that, or the joyful spontaneity of that.
I love it. I love it. I think it now more than ever, you know, the open web and trusted journalism matters as relates to, think about LLM engines. You know, the number one thing people ask ChatGPT or Gemini or Deeper Dive, which is our LLM product, is about news, recent stuff, you know, sports, entertainment, local news. It matters so much just to create this habit consumers have on a daily basis. And I think also in the world of social media and robots, we see a lot of them here at CES, to have someone you trust, a brand you can follow, you can interact with, and make decisions that matter, is so important. I mean, God help us if TikTok is the way our children make decisions that matter. Mm-hmm. You know, we really hope, I hope, that there is a strong, growing, you know, non-walled garden journalistic environment for us humans.
And we've had TikTok in the C-Space studio as well, and I should say we love all the brands in the C-Space studio equally. However, I do want to ask you about searching within an LLM, because you mentioned this, and if people are searching within an LLM, like Perplexity, ChatGPT, something like that, and they find information and they stay within that interface, what are you seeing as far as the impact that has on people not going to a publisher's website? And then how should publishers, brands think about that?
You know, I think a year ago when I was more scared to imagine what could happen. And you know, a year into it, I think Gemini is the best thing that happened to Google search. Mm-hmm. And I think Gemini and LLM with ads is the best thing that's gonna happen to trusted publishers. I'm concerned about the long tail. I have an opinion about what might happen to them, but I mean, I'm concerned about, you know, the smaller sites who get most of their traffic from search.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think if you're
sites that I wouldn't know to go to otherwise, that right. I just, yeah.
But I think if you're, you know, if you're a large publisher, local or national, that you appreciate their trusted information and you know them and you go directly, I think those, they will lose some traffic from search. But they're gonna grow the revenue per person they make, in my opinion, because I can only imagine, we came out with a product called Deeper Dive, which is essentially Gemini for the rest of the world.
Okay.
Or ChatGPT outside of ChatGPT. Mm-hmm. And the idea is, if you go to USA Today, you can ask any question, as an example, mm-hmm. on Deeper Dive on the homepage, and if you're listening to this or watching this,
mm-hmm. yeah.
you should try. So you can ask, why did the Knicks lose for the last four games? I love the Knicks.
Okay.
And then you'll get an answer and articles that are relevant for that question on USA Today.
Yeah.
And I start talking to USA Today, and I can generate this new advertising revenue on Deeper Dive. And the revenue we're seeing from that experience is exciting. So I think we're gonna have less traffic from search, but much more engagement from that loyal base.
Okay.
And much more new revenue stream from ads. And I think this is two or three CESs from now, when hopefully you invite me again.
Oh, hopefully you come back.
I think we're gonna see a significant revenue stream coming from AI, Deeper Dive type products on the open web.
And what about the revenue for publishers coming from AI content licensing deals? This is, of course, talking about content license to train AI. Yeah. Is that a good path forward? What is your opinion on that?
I think it's a bit romantic to imagine. Look, you can't really imagine. It's easy to negotiate with this type of companies. Like, if you go back, I mean, history is always a very good testament for the future. And if you look at Google search, SEO, which was is still, but a very important part of the way consumers discovered the internet, Google never paid anyone mm-hmm. to be on search. You yeah. can always get the hell out of here if you don't want to be here. Mm-hmm. And we've seen this again and again. In fact, we've seen governments telling Google, you know, if you don't do it, well, and nothing ever really happens. Because at the end of the day, it's important to be there. So I think we'll see those licensing deals from time to time. Mm-hmm. Do I think it's gonna happen hundreds or thousands of times so it funds journalism? No. I think it's a very dangerous path to put a plan against they're gonna pass one day. It's hope. Hope is not a good strategy. I think you should take the money if they give it to you, but I don't think that's a good strategy. I think you should control your destiny, you should own your own LLM experience on your own site, and embrace AI to really grow engagement and revenue from people that appreciate you on your own site.
If we had another 10 minutes, I would want to get into a deep dive on the future of journalism. However, we only have like 90 seconds, so I want to make sure you get a chance to talk about your CTV announcement that you recently made, partnerships with Paramount, LG. What's going on there?
The industry, and I'm seeing it at CES here all the time, everyone is about performance advertising. There's no more this fantasy that I'm going to put an ad on anywhere and hope it's going to be successful. Advertisers demand, want, need measurement outcome. Now, and later and all the time.
Yes.
And Amazon did a great job with Prime, saying even when you put an ad on TV, we're gonna show you that someone bought the product later. Mm-hmm. And that created these dynamics that even big broadcasters are saying, if you buy from us, we can and we should show you it works. Downstream, someone is buying that product, someone is subscribing to that service. So with LG and Paramount, and hopefully you will see more, we've partnered to show that an advertiser can buy a TV campaign, show an ad on television, and that person and people like that person will then see ads on the Taboola network, on sites they love, and we show to the advertiser that we can drive conversions, outcomes, and measure the effect of TV advertising. I'm excited about it because it proves that performance advertising is the new pink. Now, there's no other type of thing to really do, and everyone is going to get into that. Netflix is doing ads, Uber is doing ads, Amazon is the number line, you know, EBITDA is ads. Ads is relevant for everyone, and performance advertising is the way to do it. Everybody needs a friend. Hopefully we can be that friend.
Well, thank you for being a friend to the C-Space Studio and coming back. I can't believe it's been so long since we've had you. We got to get you back next year. Thanks so much, Adam Singolda, CEO of Taboola. I really appreciate you.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that conversation from CES 2026. I know I did. That's our show for now, but there's always more tech to talk about. So make sure you stay tuned for more insights, conversations, and content from CES 2026 and beyond. Please follow, subscribe, like, comment, whatever else you need to do to keep those algorithms happy. You can get even more CES at ces.tech. That's ces.tech. Our C-Space Studio episodes are produced by Nicole Vidovich, Julia Ruxer, and Paige Morris, and recorded by Phelps Creative House, and edited by Phelps Creative House, too. I'm James Kotecki, talking tech on CES Tech Talk.